Good morning once again. Almost forgot the recorder. It was sitting in my bag there. Get adjusted here. This morning, in light of all the things that has been going on around us, obviously, and the generation in which we are living, and of course, is the wonderful news of babies being born and babies to be born and all that wonderful things. It reminds me of generations that throughout the Bible that we have seen come and go. And it's one thing that was stuck in my mind the other day, and I started studying about it, about what kind of generation we need. And that's exactly what's entitled there. We need a generation. It takes our minds back to the day of Judges. And I wondered myself the other day, is it possible that history will repeat itself and we will end up the same as in the day of Judges? And Judges chapter 2 and verse 10 is the text, part of the text that we have for us. And as you notice, it says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. That verse many times sends a chill down my spine. That God has been forgotten. And all the work that he had done for that nation itself was forgotten. And so we think about that very term, the very phrase, that what's being described there. Another generation arose. Another one came. In which we find that it is pleasant to see a younger generation growing up in the Lord's church. That's something that does my heart a lot of good. I know that I really didn't realize it near as much, I guess, when I was, I'd say, younger. I say that as if I'm really old, you know, older. But, you know, when I started out preaching at starting delivering lessons from the pulpit and things at 16, 17 years old, started traveling around preaching. You know, people would always say, it's so good to see a young man preaching, you know? And there's a lot of people that would discourage young people, young men from preaching the gospel because they say it's too difficult. You don't want to do that. And I've actually known people that have discouraged from pursuing that type of would say, lifestyle. It's hard to be a preacher, Brother Barron. You understand how that is. We understand about the preaching part of it, of being a preacher. But the more as I've thought about it, there needs to be a lot more young men preaching. There'd be a lot more young men as Christians, young women as Christians. It's a wonderful thing to see this. Parents that are truly raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's amazing to see. It does our hearts good, yet what must we do to make sure that they are a successful generation? That generations to come will continue to remember the Lord? That's a good question. After Joshua and his generation died, a new generation replaced them. Had come about, and has that ever crossed your mind as to what will the generation be after us? What will happen? Not just, you know, a lot of times our minds go to technology. I wonder what they'll have. And that's sometimes where our minds stick to in the world. But what about the spiritual side? If we go to Judges chapter 2 and we back up a few verses, in verses 8 through 12, I want to think about this new generation that come along. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation rose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to what? Well, we see this many times throughout their history as anger. Many times we see it, his wrath was kindled against them. And That's it. If we hope to avoid this stigma that we find in Judges chapter 2 and on, we need a generation. Now, we're going to list a few of these here for us to consider this morning. We need a generation of separation. This is the whole thought of being in the world but not of the world. We talk about that many times, that we live in the world but we are not of the world, that we are different than them. Joshua had to make that very stand in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 18. As you remember, that as he stood there, he had some very stout words that he put before them, and some words that we need to use today as well. And if we have that kind of mindset for ourselves and the generations to come, what we will show them in our influences. And the Lord drove out, notice what he says, from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. In Joshua's day, Israel worked hard to drive out the foreign nations. It was a task that they had. And I wouldn't just say a task, but a responsibility that they needed to undergo here. Their minds had to be right and focused upon God. And here it is, back up in verses 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That has always been a statement that has amazed me and astonished. You think about, and just picture in your mind, what he was doing when he was standing there. You talk about somebody that was passionate about his God and about the generation that he was going to raise. One was of separation. We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. These people were drove out. Yet, the next generation did not separate themselves, did they? Because in the next book, in Judges, as we're talking about, they didn't separate themselves from the pagan nations. You don't have to go very far, because as soon as you get to that, after Joshua 24, and you go into Judges chapter 1, and notice just a few of those verses there with me for just a moment, Judges chapter 1, and notice verse 19. So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland because they had chariots of iron. Go on down to verse 21. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. You go on down to verse 27. However, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and its villages, or Tanakh and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ablim and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. Verse 29, it goes on, nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, so the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. You go down to verse 30,